With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision?
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
And that's going to talk about the hunger. Okay, we're having a little bit of a problem right now. While he's doing that, I'm going to, while he's getting it loaded here, Biden regime to turn Christian doctors into murderers by forcing them to kill little babies. Of course, they say perform abortions. It could soon be mandatory for doctors to kill little babies, even if their religious beliefs prohibit them from taking innocent human life. See, the Bible calls it murder. Now, this fake abomination who calls himself a good Catholic, this wicked, evil, lying man, this wicked, and I mean wicked, evil, lying man, a new mandate put together by Department of Health and Inhuman Services is an anti-sex discrimination provision within the Affordable Care Act would force doctors to murder unborn babies or else, they actually used that in the article. How about that? I'm not the only one. Or else risk losing their medical license. Now, folks, okay, real doctors would never do that. Real doctors would not, they would lose their medical license before they would kill.
And also, in there, it's a horrible thing. It's going to force them to give the chemical castration and drugs to these little kids that are confused about their sex and force them to do any surgeries, in other words, mutilate children's bodies, or lose their job. So they would have to remove penises, cut off breasts, all kinds of horrible things if they want to keep their job as a, quote, doctor.
Well, this demon-possessed pedophile Joe Obama is going to try to force that on the people.
Yeah.
Joe, so, folks, you got to stand up. You got to stand and fight back. But now here's some good news, Joe. Women save four babies by sharing abortion regret stories outside, sharing abortion regret stories outside Mississippi facility. This is from LifeSite News. As a result of sharing their abortion stories, the women have saved four babies from being killed and affirmed a staff member to leave that bloody whorehouse of death, the abortion mill. And so that is good news. Are we ready yet, Andy?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to find an alternative. They may have taken it down.
We're looking for an alternative. They may have tried. I think they've taken it down.
Yeah, we just, things that they don't like get taken down, don't they?
Yeah, they do. We just had it loaded in. I'm trying to think of...
Well, while you're looking, I've got one by the National Institute of Health. We talked about this quite a while back, was colluding with the University of Pittsburgh. They were buying aborted babies and baby parts for scientific research. Well, Dr. Jeremy Berg there, the senior vice chancellor for science strategy and planning, came to the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, for help in combating the negative media coverage after certain news organizations and this radio talked about how they were experimenting on human fetal, I love that, human baby remains because this was found out through a FIOA request, and I believe that came from good old Tom Fitt and Judicial Watch. But anyway, while they were carving up little babies and doing horrible things to their bodies, they were asking the government to help them with the publicity and help cover up what they were doing, and they didn't like the negative, they call it negative media coverage. We call it telling the people the gospel truth. Amen?
Amen. While you're working on that, I'm trying to find on this end to see if I can still if we have saved it here, I may have been able to save that actually on my phone, on my smart aleck phone.
While you're looking, I'll do one more. Fauci came out yesterday. Well, he's been, what do they call it?
Changing daily. He changes. He's been like he always does. Remember what Mark says. Keep them confused. Keep them off balance. Get them afraid. They're easier to control that way.
Yep. Anyway, Tuesday he told the PBS NewsHour the nation is out of the pandemic phrase. And Wednesday he came out CBS, the Biden's chief medical director, told CBS that we definitely cannot say the pandemic is over because it's not over. Kind of like somebody said, I saw a phrase like Yogi Berra says, it ain't over till it's over. Well, it's never going to be over. This virus will never be gotten rid of. There is no way it'll ever be stopped on Earth. Scientists have already pretty much figured that out. So we're back, you know, and Fauci's confusing. Well, the pandemic's going on globally. Look at China. Yeah, look what they're doing. And we know lockdowns have failed. Lockdowns did nothing but make everything worse. Look at Sweden. All the countries that didn't, they are doing fine. And China is leading the way in misery, death, and how not to help its people.
All righty. Let me, Andy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to try to send this to you again. I think I've still got it. I forgot how to do that. So take me off the mic and let Joe just keep talking. Just keep talking, Joe.
Okay. There are some good news, and here's three stories. I'll do the headlines. Former New York police chief is going to run for Congress as a Republican. And LaRon Singularity said, well, the Democratic Party left me. He said, I got thinking about what Ronald Reagan said. He said, yep, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, said Ronald Reagan. The Democratic Party left me. So LaRon said the same thing. He is joining the Republican Party there. He was former Rochester, New York police chief, and now he is running for Congress as a Republican. We welcome him. Then you have L.A. County Sheriff Villanova slamming wokeism, saying it must go to make L.A. livable again, and how the law enforcement profession is now totally under siege from the wokeism. And he said we've got to have a referendum on wokeism. These defenders of wokeism are wreaking havoc on public safety, worsening homelessness, worsening crime. And he said, look, here in L.A. County, they spent in the past few years $6.5 billion, that's billion, on the homeless issue. And what are the results of that $6.5 billion of taxpayer money? Well, the number of homeless went from 39,000 around, roughly, to over $83,000. So it pretty much doubled. So $6.5 billion doubled the amount of homeless. And he went on to talk about how many homeless are living on trains. In fact, almost 6,000 are living on trains in L.A. And he's talking about this wokeism has got to go. And different sheriffs came up, like Riverside County Sheriff and San Bernardino County Sheriff, said they have better working relationships with their governing boards, but they agree totally with him. And here the sheriff is trying to fight the city hall in Los Angeles. He wants to make L.A. livable again, and he's talking about he wants to combat human trafficking, and what's the county commission want to do? Well, they're jeopardizing 4,000 Los Angeles Sheriff Department members looking at taking away their jobs amidst this biggest crime wave in L.A. history and the doubling of the homeless population, and their answer would be reduced thousands of sheriff department members. Yeah. I call that a... See, they're trying... Folks, you have to purposely... When you look at the facts that you spend billions of dollars, double the number of homeless, the crime is going sky high, you can't walk around L.A. without seeing crime like San Francisco, drug, you know, people shooting up on the streets, the crime is rapid, stores are closing, people want to move out, businesses are shutting down, and yet they double down on the same things that caused the problem. Now, in Florida, I had a laugh out of this. Florida sheriff promotes gun safety courses for residents. Why? To shoot home invaders. What? Yes. Police are...
All right, we're up. Okay, back. We're back. Just, Joe, yeah, go ahead and finish.
Okay. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson was talking about how some homeowners stopped some horrible things from happening. He encouraged the other residents to follow the homeowners who shot the robbers, and he said, take gun safety, you know, classes to protect yourself, and you're welcome in the classes, and you are welcome to shoot anyone who is breaking into your house. So in Santa Rosa County, Florida, the local sheriff said, if they're breaking in your house, please go ahead and shoot them.
That's what our sheriff does out here. Same thing. Yep. You have to do it. Now, listen, they took it down because it had too many names. It talked about who it was. It was a clip of 21 minutes that really went after these. They got it down. They took it down. We didn't think they could get in and get it. So we're going to play the same one we played the other day. It's a short clip, but it's better than no clip. So go ahead, Andy, and play it.
The term bread and circuses comes from an ancient Roman poet describing how the people are governed, not by excellence in public service, but by food and distractions, like a herd of livestock. Today's circuses can be found on Twitter, a reflection of the human herd's short attention span. Meaningless distractions to keep everyone calm while their food supply is being destroyed. While fools joke about Biden doing a horrible job, his administration is doing such an efficient job of destroying America that anyone running in 2024, if there is an election, will have to run on the Build Back Better platform. Starvation has been used as a weapon of mass destruction for years. In just a two-year period, Stalin's communist government murdered over 3 million people in Ukraine by simply pulling the strings of bureaucracy. Sanctions. The Ethiopian counterinsurgency burned crops and food stores, airily bombed food markets, and restricted trade. They then began a resettlement plan that killed at least 80,000 people with further starvation. The U.S. State Department murdered over 500,000 women and children in Iraq with starvation by sanctions. And this is exactly what is happening in America today. The Biden administration's sanctions against Russia are only succeeding at killing more innocent people all over the world by dramatically cutting down the worldwide food supply. There is already a significant wheat, fuel, and fertilizer shortage, which is obviously going to affect everything else, starting with fresh produce and livestock. But in order to completely collapse the food economy, they'll have to start destroying food packing plants as well, so that there is nothing left on the shelves for you to eat.
There have been confirmed over a dozen disabling accidents at food plants in the last month, over a dozen.
Absolutely, and we're talking about some really significant plants. The Taylor Farms facility in Salinas, California was completely destroyed by a fire last week. We've had two major potato processing plants in Belfast, Maine, and Warden, Washington that were completely gutted, which is happening at a time where we already have a potato shortage globally. You were talking about the onion supply at that Rio Fresh, but it's not just produce plants. Last month, there was a fire that took out a Nestle food plant out in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and that's impacting frozen food brands like Hot Pockets or Stouffer's, which maybe you might buy if you can't get fresh food from a warehouse that just exploded.
Those still satiated with their bread and circuses are soon going to start getting hungry, And it's because America is under siege, being destroyed from within by a corrupt government, while the people seek fairness on Twitter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Out of natural news, a pattern of fires striking food facilities across the United States suggests that arson teams are targeting food facilities for destructions. We know that this is happening. And why isn't the FBI investigating this? The FBI has found out that they don't see, they haven't been able to find any reason or any arson in all of these, right?
They're too busy going after parents that criticize school boards and collecting information for those naughty patriot parents that don't want their little children to be taught that they can change their sex, that they can have sex before they're, you know, hit puberty and all this kind of thing. So that they're occupied, Pastor Ernie. They're busy.
Okay, the theory of confirmed consistent with other engineered tactics now being deployed to destroy food abundance in America. The partial halting of grain and fertilizer deliveries by Union Pacific Railroad, which is largely owned by BlackRock and Vanguard Investment Funds.
Yeah.
The mass culling of chickens and turkeys using fraudulent PCR tests. They're killing off millions of these birds when there's nothing wrong with them at all, okay?
But they're calling it another one of those chicken viruses.
Right.
And
other birds used for meat.
The
government paying farmers to plow their crops under, effectively incentivizing the destruction of the food supply. Joe Obama, Biden's dismantling of American energy infrastructure, pipelines, drilling, etc., which directly impacts agriculture, creating vastly increased prices for farming inputs such as fuel and fertilizer. In recent broadcasts, Black conservative patriot BCP asked the audience to crowdsource reports of these files at food facilities. In the last few months, his audience produced the following list. Here, this is it. A dried milk plant in Idaho fire. Food processing plant in San Antonio. JBS beef plant fire. Mississippi poultry feed boiler explosion. Hamilton Mountain poultry plant fire. The Complete Feed Mill, Louisiana plant fire. Bonanza Meat Company, El Paso, Texas plant fire. Shure's Food plant fire. Oregon. Molson, Wisconsin River Meats plant fire. Food Bank in Maricopa County, Arizona. Food pantry, 50,000 pounds of food destroyed by the fire. And that's, well, this list goes on and on and on. It's a long list. It's way more than 15. Anyhow, and so...
I can add to that, there have been dairy closures all over the United States because it's too much work, it's too much cost. And right now, do you remember all the things you get from dairy? If you like ice cream, if you like yogurt, butter... If you like a little cream with your coffee, you like non-fat or butterfat milk, all those things, different cheeses, all this is not only going to go sky high, but there could be a very big shortage of them because a lot of these dairy farmers are not going to be able to afford the hay because they can't afford the fertilizer and the feed. They have to cut back in their herd, which is going to double the cost of your milk and all the byproducts that you enjoy from your milk.
So when we tell you, Joe, that it's not China, it's not Korea, it's not Russia, it's the Democratic Communist Collective here in America.
Amen.
They are your worst enemies. They're right here, and they're willing to destroy this country. Their goal is to destroy us.
Exactly.
Right.
They're willing to destroy everything we have and start it over, but they want to build it. Remember that Build Back Better? Down, we'll build it back as a socialist one world order state that belongs to the world. You'll be a world's wonderful citizen, or your children and grandchildren will, if you don't help stop it. And it means we all have to stand and fight. We all have to get rid of these people, get them out of office, and we need to put some God-fearing, Bible-believing men and women in their place and turn this country around. And it's going to depend on you out there. It's going to take all of us doing what we can, and it all starts locally with getting control of local politics in your city, county, area.
Now, here in Ohio, the primary is Tuesday. Tuesday's the primary, the first, one of two. We have the second one in August because of the corruption. They broke it up into two. So,
complicated
anyhow,
things.
Yeah, wherever you're at out there, you've got to go and you've got to vote. We're watching because we've got Dominion here in Ohio, and we know how corrupt they are, how absolutely positively corrupt. So,
remember,
but
we did that story about how the Democrats were spending huge amounts of money to train people to work in the election field, to work with the county election poll watchers, vote counters. I can't remember all the different names, but locally there's a lot of positions that have to do with voting, and they're training and getting people set up already for the 2000, you know, for the next two elections. And meanwhile, I don't see this kind of thing happening on the Republican side. So it'll be up to you to see what's going on in your local community and get involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to do it. You've got to get out there. We've got to overwhelm. You've got to overwhelm because the corruption is so absolute. Now, I want to do this. Every now and then, Joe, we have, you will find a merchant or a garage or someplace that gives excellent, better than average, you know, service. And when I do that, I have, I like to give them a free shot. These are Christian-owned businesses where, you know, they're for God, country, and they're good people. And one of them is Papa Doc Plumbing and Services. Papa Doc Plumbing Services. Bob over there, he doesn't overcharge you. And, you know, today, plumbers, getting a plumber is about the same as getting a heart or a brain surgeon. Plumbers are hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But Papa Doc, when I needed him, I called him every time. And as busy as he is, they make a way, they find a way to get out, and they do good work. And they don't leave you poor. They charge a reasonable. Now, the same way, you have Aurora Car Care. There's a fellow named Pat Houlihan over there at Aurora Car Care. By the way, they're a five-star. They're rated five-star garage at 320 East Garland Road in Aurora. And that's Aurora Car Care. And these folks, when I went over there for the first time, I had me some problems, but I was recommended to go there by a friend. He says, you like these guys, they're Christian-owned, and they give you good service. And they didn't know me from the man in the moon, and I went in there, and they really treated me good. And again, and while I was there, while I was sitting there waiting for them to work on my car, about a half a dozen people come in. And every one of them was absolutely pleased and happy with the service they were getting there. So that's Aurora Car Care. There's a guy named Pat Houlihan over there. And when you go in there to see them, again, that's 320 East Garland Road. That's Route 82 in Aurora, Route 82 in Aurora. It's about a half mile east of Route 306 in Aurora. It's Aurora Car Care. You get a fair deal. You get a good deal there. It's a... They won't rip you off. And one more, very quickly, is for printing. You know, they're if you want printing done, and the place to go is Newberry Printing out in Geauga County, and for the counties close by, Bob and Marilyn out there, Newberry Printing. Newberry Printing is right there at the corner of Route 87. And Route 44, right in the corner. It's 12424 Route 87, Kinsman Road. And if you really want some get printing, again, good job. They're accurate, they're reliable, and they do a great job. And they don't break the bank. They're very reasonable. And that's why I like to give people like this that do a good job that deserve it. I like to send them to business. And these are all Christian-owned. And none of them are woke corporations. Now, guess what's happening this coming Saturday, April 30th, here, calling all Patriots candidates, Unite Ohio. And this is Resistance Chicks. Well, they are calling. And those are the ladies we hooked up with out here to help us work with you know, bringing everybody together for this election. So, anyhow, they're telling you, On April 30th, we invite anyone running for a political seat in Ohio, along with all patriots who love this state and country, and all patriot pastors, patriot group leaders, to come for the biggest night of the political, patriot, and pastoral unity that we've ever seen. We have a night of speaker candidates, prayer, good old-fashioned revival. We're going to forever change the way politics are done in this nation. Candidates, if you need signatures, exposure, support, prayer, we need you to be here on this night. Bring your table, come early, set up. You want to spend the evening with everyone who you are, and you want to tell everyone who you are and why you're standing up for Ohio and your community. Doors open at 4:30, set up at 5:30. Candidates will have a pre-event huddle. Contact the resistance chicks for more information. Now, where's that phone number? I had a phone number that I was going to give out because some of them still don't realize that there are
not
people.
Not everybody has computers.
Yeah, and there are people that, but they have telephones, don't they?
Yep.
And they want to call and they say, listen, I think I got that number there for them here somewhere. But, or you can go to Resistance, www.resistancechicks.com, resistancechicks.com, up on the internet for more information. If you're on the internet, if you're not, I'm going to find you that card. Hold on, Joe. I got it here someplace. When you note, I've gone through all of these cards, and we'll find it. But anyhow, so we got to give them a call. You got to get involved. And when you note, I can't find it. Oh, well. The address is 1488 Johnsville, Brookville Road. 1488 Johnsville, Brookville Road, Brookville, Ohio, 45309. Brookville, Ohio, 45309. And so you want to go on out there and be a part of that. And if I could possibly make it out there, I would make it out there. And, you know, we gotta get it done, don't we?
Oh, here's a number. 513-607-4068.
Very good.
The patriot candidate night, 488 Johnsonville, Brookville Road, Brookville, Ohio. And the phone that I wrote by it, 513-607-4068.
Very good. Okay. Give it a... Very good. That's all we need. Yeah, one more time.
513-607-4068.
Okay.
And do we have time? I've got a couple of things I want to warn the parents out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple of horrifying stories, but you need to hear them because this is what's happening in our world with the children. There was a little girl, Lily Peters, was killed. The judge set a $1 million bond for a 14-year-old suspect. A 10-year-old girl, Lily Peters, was sexually assaulted. She was strangled to death by a boy 4 years older. He was only 14, but it was so horrible what happened that she was punched, kicked, beaten, strangled, hit with a stick, and then sexually assaulted by a 14-year-old boy, and had to find this. Then there was a horrible thing that happened. This is from the Daily Mail, but in Connecticut, a little 6-year-old boy, Dominic Krankel, was playing in his backyard, Bridgeport, Connecticut. There was a bully that lived, an 8-year-old neighbor, and he lured the little 6-year-old around the corner, and when the little boy went around the corner, he'd taken gasoline and poured it on a tennis ball, lit the tennis ball, and threw it right into the 6-year-old's face, and the little kid ran home screaming, "Mommy, they lit me on fire." And police found out later it's not the first time that this child was bullied. He had previously been hospitalized by the 8-year-old neighbor before he'd been hit. And I saw a picture. This kid was suffering from horrible second, third degree burns all over his face, his legs. His face is swollen beyond recognition. He probably will never get his face back. And I've never heard of things like this. You know, eight-year-olds making a homemade Molotov cocktail, shoving it in the face of a six-year-old child. It's going crazy out there. I'm seeing stories all around from England, all over Europe, of young street gangs kicking children to death, raping little eight, nine-year-old girls, gang raping, beating the people, children with baseball bats to death.
Nice. And if you're in Los Angeles or Philadelphia or some of these, you can do it and get away with it. You won't even be brought up on charges, though.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. There's more to come.
When your nation is floundering in a sea of phony debt, and your cities are seething with domestic violence, and you're broke and disgusted with your worthless government, will you need the peacekeeping forces today? As the United Nations sends our soldiers overseas for the purpose of propping up their fake democracies, don't be fooled by denial. These are gross conspiracies. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are on their way. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Through force they will take your guns away. As our traitorous leaders sell this country down the drain to assist and support the international bankers' aims, don't be fooled by your TV. It's just there to fan the flames of another United Nations charade. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are here today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. They're unloading shipments every day. Watch the mother of global martial law attempt to make things right. Wrong. Now that your mind has been salvaged and you still have truth in sight, and you have not been duped by all their propaganda hype, will you fight for this country when you know the time is right? Will you fight the peacekeeping forces today? We're gonna fight the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops will have to pay. Don't you think those light, bright blue helmets sure make darn good targets? Up, two, three, four, they stand out like shrimp boats on the bay. There's no more sinister way to attack the USA than to do it the New World Order way.
All right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Phone lines
if
are...
If I could, before you, you know, take the first call, those horrible stories that I talked about, folks, were because our children are exposed to violence, pornography, they're exposed to this gender bending, they're exposed to anti-Christian values, told that the parents don't know anything. And to top it off, there was a big bust in Mississippi, 700 people arrested. U.S. Marshals were working with the local law, And they were all kinds of horrible things, from murder, child abuse, child sexual assault. And what they said the big problem was, multiple criminal groups migrated to Mississippi from Chicago and Memphis, from the big Democrat-controlled cities, headed into Mississippi and spreading their violence and drugs and assaults.
All righty, very good.
Let's turn the culture around, folks.
Let's take Tom. You're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie.
Hello, Tom. You're in the air. Go ahead.
Okay. The Lord's put it on my heart about you having to deal with this long COVID, and you've got so much to do. I'm kind of tired of hearing you struggle with your voice and your chest and everything else.
Oh, I'm just about over it. It's on its last leg. I'm just about over it. It's almost gone. But anyhow, thanks for your concern.
Yeah. All right. Well, would it hurt to pronounce the Lord's healing on you?
No, go ahead. I'll take all the prayer I can get. I believe in prayer.
Okay. Blessed Lord Jesus, be with us in this for your honor and your glory alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Be healed, Pastor Ernie, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right.
Amen to that.
Okay, very
Amen.
Good. And all right, and we need
That's
to say
the
same.
God for you.
All right,
What's
well,
that?
You did very well. We need to say the same for Pastor Joe. He's got a serious situation, some surgery, and we're going to be praying about that. But thanks. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Brother Sanders, for what you've been doing to help people with health and to get information for that. I see you were teaching on Revelation. There's two books. One in Revelation 22 talks about the Book of Life, and Revelation 13 talks about the Land Book of Life. Is that the same book?
Yeah. There's the same book. There's a Book of Life, and then there's the Book of the Living. The Book of the Living is different. The Book of the Living is those that are alive. When you're taking out of the Book of the Living, that means you're no longer alive. But the Lamb's Book of Life and the Book of Life.
Where did you get the Book of Millennium? I'm trying to.
No, the Book of the Living. The Book of the Living. That's King David asked God, take me not out, remove me not from the Book of the Living. And so
what are you talking about? Revelation 13, it says those in the Lamb Book of Life will not worship the Antichrist.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Lamb's Book of Life, yep. Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's why I'm mid-trib. I believe the church is going to see the Antichrist, and the Book of Revelation tells that Apostle John wrote these things, saying, warning to the church that we need to get serious about our walk with God and be ready for the coming of the Lord, because he's coming at a time that people know not. But we're getting closer to the end, it looks like.
Well, you know what? You know, the Lord said he's coming back for those that are looking for his return. And I believe that there's people that believe and they're looking, but they don't expect him to come. They're not looking for in a pre-trib rapture. So they, since they're not looking for him, they may very well have to go through the tribulation. But I definitely believe that those that are looking for his return will be taken out, during the rapture before the tribulation. But thanks anyhow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, now we're running out of time here. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the last Sergeant Reports, the Propaganda Anecdote podcast, and they had a guest talking about the WHO and the international health regulations, and he said it's illegal for people to put those things up people's nose. And they're talking about how Tedros and friends are trying to usurp the sovereignty of the United States and other countries now and literally take them over. But he had a clip in there about these Russians were drilling very deep, and they got sounds of people wailing, like women and men, and they played the audio of it. It sounded like hell. I don't know if it's authentic, but it was really spooky. But I just want to go to Psalm chapter 9, verses 12 and 11, which I think is similar to that verse you usually quote from Jeremiah chapter 2. What do you think?
Psalm chapter 9, verse 10, 11.
12 and 13, rather.
Okay. Psalm 9, verse 12 and 13. Let me see. I will
when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble.
Right.
Yes, for set praise to the Lord that dwelleth in Zion, declare among the people his doing.
Okay, yeah. All right, so here, yeah. Well, that would be similar. When he maketh acquisition for blood, he remembereth them, for he getteth not the cry of the humble. Well, actually, the verse from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, it's referring to wicked women who, where it talks about their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And, of course, that has to do with child sacrifice and killing of their children. And so, but it refers earlier in that verse, if you go up, to whorish women. He's comparing the people there to whorish women who are out like a camel who is in heat, looking to get mated and don't necessarily care who it mates with. And so that's what he's compared, unclean women. Like today I was listening to what they call, I was on the internet, they had a thing. Well, no, it was an email. I got an email somebody sent to me and from one of the different ministries that had talked about dropping of the F-bomb. And it had the squat. It had the squat there, and it shows you how that they using such foul and vulgar language. It had all four of them there, and it would have, you know, different things that they would say, and that's basically the kind of people that they were talking about, very unclean, very vulgar, ungodly women.
And later in its Psalms, it talks about turning the wicked into hell.
Verse 17, yeah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. All nations that forget the God. So
that's a bunch of them.
Yep. I got to move on, Cliff, but thanks for putting that in. Okay, who did you say we had there next?
Ryan,
you're in the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you about next Monday, next Thursday, they're showing that 2,000... Mules,
yeah. They're going to be playing that where?
You just go to 2000mules.com, and they'll show you where it's at. And it's $20 a ticket. It's kind of steep. But I thought, I know you're in different states, but I thought if you, Joe, and Wendy wanted to go, I'll send $60, and you just go to that. I plan to go next week, and... I don't know. I thought it'd be really good, but
if it's around here anywhere, I may just go see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be really. I'm hearing good things about it. But you know, I only have to go like 12 miles to see it, so that's good. But they list it. You just put it in the state, and it'll show you where it's playing.
Okay.
It's just, super,
just Monday and Thursday. Yeah, I'll send the money to, and you know, you won't have it in time. But you go, it'll be reimbursed. Wendy too. She wants to go. But,
Wendy can't, and you know that you just brought up a good point. Right now, Wendy is not here tonight because she had an accident and she injured her leg, and so that's why she's not here. She was in the emergency room, and I'm glad you brought that up because we had set it up. We were supposed to start out by praying for her today, and it's my fault we missed it. So let's do that right now, and all the people out there join me as we hold Miss Wendy up for prayer, because she is just a real sweetheart, and she always gives and gives and gives and gives. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Wendy up and ask, Father God, Lord, that you just would be with her and bless her, and Lord, that you would give her a very speedily healing with her leg, and Father God, that it would be totally and completely healed, and she... Would not have any more problems with it, Father God. So, again, we thank you and praise you for all the blessings and ask that you bless her and hedge her around about the house And I know, Lord, that she is almost a one-woman show over there, but she has help. But, Lord, we just ask that you provide the help that she needs to continue, that it doesn't hurt her business. And bless her in every way, her and her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, amen to that.
You know, he was on the Sousa guy. He was on Don Figler, whatever it is. And he said it's going to be available after this premiere. It's going to be, like, streamlined. But it didn't sound like it was going to be on DVD. So that's where I'm trying to go, because I don't think it's going to be on DVD. But I also heard good things about this film.
Well, you keep after that and give me any updates on that. I had him. When he first got started, I was one of the first people to put him on the radio. We had him on the radio here when he first was getting started.
I think I have every one of his movies.
Yeah. He did some good ones about old Hillary, didn't he?
Yeah, and America, too. He's a really good one about the history of him. You know, it's so good what you played about the clip about the history of the star people. I don't know history, but I didn't know they starved people to death. That's how they did it before.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Whoever controls the food controls the population.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do. Oh.
That's what they're trying to do. That's exactly. We have the enemy is in Washington, D.C. The enemy walks amongst us. And we've probably got to have another civil war to take our country back. Hopefully we won't have to have a shooting war. But Joe Obama in there, his goal, he's put there to destroy America, to reduce us to third world status. That's his goal.
You know, so, good things are happening lately with this Elon Musk and other things, too.
Well, they're going to go after Elon Musk. The government cannot afford to have him doing what he wants. That's how they control people. And so he's going to be fighting the Justice Department, which is not a Justice Department, and all the deep state, the FBI, the CIA. He's going to be up against all of those. But he does have a lot of resources. And so, anyhow.
Look for my $60. I won't be in their time, but it'll reimburse you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Yep, we got to. Okay, we got to move on. Joe, it's about. Do we have any more? We might have time for one fast call.
No.
Okay, so, yeah, we're up to, again, where we get at, folks. We're living in perilous times, just exactly like God's Word, the Bible said it would be. We're living in the perilous times. We're here. This is real time, right now, real time here. Just exactly like he said it would be out there, that there would be the deceivers, the deception would be so great. The deception would be so great. You have what they call mainstream media is the Antichrist world system. Their deception is tremendous. I mean, and so what's going to happen, no matter what they are told by the Antichrist, the World Forum, to tell you, whatever that lie is, they will tell you. They will deceive you because that's their job. Big Pharma owns much of these radio or these television stations out there, okay? So you have to understand this. Now, God's Word, the Bible, is very clear. It's the greatest source of information that ever existed. God's Word, the Bible, is the most authoritative source of information. It tells you, it's the only source that actually, with total complete authority, it tells you from the beginning all the way to the end, the history of humanity, of human. And it does it with absolute accuracy. As the Lord Jesus said, the heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. Now, because of that, again, the most important thing that you need to know, okay, is that you are going to die. That's a fact. And people, when they die, and God has made this clear, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. It doesn't matter what you can believe. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but reality, you're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And now, you know, it's like You've got these people out there that think, you know, they imagine they have days when they're girls and other days they're boys and, you know, who knows what else. But, folks, okay, that's illusion and diffusion and confusion. The reality is God's word is the absolute source. It's reality. And so God says that if you should die in your sin, if you should die in your sin, you will spend eternity in a place where you don't want to go. Now, there are those out there that are teaching, well, you know, there is no hell that lasts forever. And that's just because God would never do that. He's not that kind of God. He wouldn't do that. Well, that you're simply burn up and you're gone and you cease to exist. That's the annihilation theory taught. It's a false theory. Revelation 20, verse 10 says, "And the devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire with brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever and ever." Well, you see, they totally take a verse out of Ezekiel 28. They totally take it out of context, and it becomes a pretext to say that Satan was destroyed, he became smoke, and ceased to exist. That's not true. Now, here, and he says here, verse 14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. God's word, the Bible, made it very clear. The Lord Jesus, when we talked about today in 1 Corinthians 2, having the mind of Christ, we understood that God the Father is a holy God and a just God. And he demanded it have to be an absolute sinless sacrifice to take away the sins. And folks, here, Christ did that. He died a substitutionary death. He did what only he could have done. Nobody else could have done it. He was the only one that was able to do that. And he did it. But now, in order to receive what he did, that eternal life, you have to, one, he tells you, pray to the Father. You've got to pray to the Father. The very first thing the Lord Jesus preached when he preached for the first time was to repent. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then, once you've done that, then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions, completely and totally. And if you'll do that, then God always honors. He'll always honor that, your commitment. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be, the Holy Ghost will come to live within you. You have got God's word on that. Do it tonight. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. You may not have it tomorrow. And we're running out of time. How much time do I have?
15.
Okay. Well, Joe, I think we had a good program. Till tomorrow. Good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.